Paul, fantastic all-round performance. I don't think there's going to be much doubt about the man of the match.
You never know these days. I see Wales didn't get one the other day. But yeah, pleased on a personal level to do so well with the bat and ball. But at the end of the day, today was all about qualifying for the World Cup, and we did that, we achieved it, and we'll enjoy 3 or 4 days off until the semi-final.
And maybe yourself, you dominated the opening partnership today. Williams sort of took centre stage, but you were back to your sort of belligerent best, I think.
Yeah, I think I was hitting it okay today. It's been a bit up and down throughout the last sort of week, but I think as long as we keep on, I suppose dovetailing would be the word, and keep going well in the opening partnership, we've been going all right. So I've never seen Purdy strike the ball so cleanly, so hopefully that will continue. And if he's dominating the first six and I'm not doing too well at the other end, it's happy days if we're going well.
And 4 wickets, a bonus for you. I think it might be the best T20 figures for Ireland. I'm not sure.
Don't know about that, bowling my off spin, but yeah, it's just nice to get 4 for and win the game.
And great bits of fielding there, James Shannon.
Jeez, yeah. Absolutely class. Three good catches, I think, 2 from Shannon, 1 from Docks, which is always helps backing up the bowlers. I think they gave us a little bit of a scare in the first 8 to 9 overs. They were up with the rate with not many wickets down, so it was nice to really turn it around and put the screw on and end up dominating, winning by 80 odd runs.
And back in Bangladesh, you've obviously played there in the Bangladesh Premier League. What can we expect?
A tough challenge. That'll be a start in hard conditions, but we've now got, I think, 4 or 5 months to prepare for that, so hopefully by the time it comes along we'll be ready and hopefully get through that preliminary stage and into the World Cup.
And Ireland belong obviously in the world stage. This is our 7th time in the finals.
Yeah, it's good. Now I think most of the times we've been involved we've qualified, so it's another one today, another tick in the box, and hopefully we can go and progress into the latter stages of the World Cup come March.